In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
What the scripture holds up before us today is a comparison of two men, and with them two ways, one of life, the other of death. King Herod Antipas, which is the Herod in the gospel today, full of lust and perversion, had taken his brother's wife for his own, taken him into an incestuous marriage. And so from this perspective, this perverse state of things that Herod was living in, when his niece and stepdaughter Salome finished dancing for him and his guests, he was so consumed by the lust of his eyes that he said he would give this provocative woman anything she requested. Now, can you imagine that? Anything up to half of his kingdom, even. And what she wanted, without charge, without trial, but simply for having offended her mother, for speaking the truth about her mother and Herod's illicit marriage, she wanted St. John the Baptist's head on a platter. A platter is significant because what do you do on a platter but serve food? So the symbolism is clearly that she can devour the Baptist. And at this request, the mighty King Herod is terrified. He's afraid, or at least seemingly so. And he was afraid because the fiery preacher of the desert was, without any question, God's man sent to Israel. He was a man of God, he was a man from God and for God. To murder this man, to even stand against this man, to please his provocative niece from inside this incestuous living situation, would surely call down God's wrath, and Herod knew it. Even this depraved Herod that we have before us knew that. You could see it. But what is it that's operating here in this particular man? What is it that's at work here? It's death. The way of death has subjugated Herod, made him its slave. Like his father, the slayer of the innocents in Bethlehem, Herod's more afraid of what his distinguished guests might think of him than he is the wrath of God Almighty. Now, can you imagine that? And so, driven like a beast under a bit by his masters of lust and of pride, and standing in a false sense of honor, because it was not real, his honor wasn't real, pretending as though he were a man of his word, he illegally and unjustly slays John, our brother, the bearer of truth, to satisfy the daughter of the harlot Herodias. That's the way of death. John, on the other hand, is a true man. He is a man of the way of life. And the two ways and the two men couldn't be more distinguishable from one another. The world could not stomach John and could not suffer him to live, in much the same way that they could not suffer Amos nor any of the prophets of God before him. And nor, beloved of the Lord, will they suffer you either. This is the same world entrenched in the way of death that would not bear the one whom John's appearing heralded in, the one whose blood, when it's shed in his own unjust martyrdom, redeems and rescues his people. And it should not be overlooked that John the Forerunner was mercifully taken out of this hollow world of lust and injustice and vanity and welcomed early into the joy and life won for him. We tend, I think, to overlook that when it comes to the death of the sons and daughters of God. Saint John, who was the first person ever to rejoice in the gospel as he leapt in his mother's womb at the presence of the Word of God incarnate in the Blessed Virgin Mary, now leaps for that same joy in heaven, in the same presence of his Savior, who wipes away every tear and holds him forever. It was not a loss for St. John. It was a loss for us and the rest of the world. So the question then that's before us this Sunday morning is, what about you? What about you? What side are you on? The world likes to sort of take the sons and daughters of Adam for fools and paint as gray what's clearly black and white. Are you on the side of St. John, the hard and persecuted way of life, the hard way of dragging the cross, calling out the world's way of death by its own immorality? Is your heart full of courage, clinging to truth, and pointing, just like John, to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world to make fallen men his once again? Or, my brothers and sisters, are you on the side of death, the side of the coward Herod, retreated to the shadows of pretend honor and justice? Do we shut our mouths for the sake of convenience, and because we're too afraid to stand firm for the truth of God, for fear of being, what, canceled or called out or chastised by this world or whatever this world of death might throw at us? I believe above all other sins and all other failures and treasons against the Savior stands the indifference of the sons and daughters of God. Has not every one of us tested our mettle and found our temperature to be lukewarm and tepid? At least at times, haven't we? Maybe when it mattered the most to someone else, for convenience sake, have we not tempered and deadened our conviction of what we know is right from God's own word to us? Has truth not been silenced upon our lips because we fear the consequences of what others will think about us? Have we not opted to stand in the world's inner circle with precisely Herod and Herodias and Salome and all of their court? Oh, that the courage and urgency for truth and the joy that John had in those very things would pierce each one of us all the more. Oh, that we would be a lighthouse beaming the radiance of our God in the dark night of this world. For the sake of this world, by the way, for the sake of those who do not know Jesus Christ, that we would turn our backs on the way of this world and of death, all of the institutions, and even the bank accounts and the false security, that we would turn our backs on the tempting of Salome and be simply satisfied and find joy in God's merciful provision of locusts and honey and camel's hair, of the truth of God's word and the presence of Jesus and his forgiving love with us. For my brothers and sisters, it is enough. It is abundantly more than enough. Therefore, we find in the gospel today also the summons again to repent. For we have not been satisfied with the way of Jesus Christ and of life. We have been tempted by, flirted with, and even found ourselves at times in the way of death. It leaves its mark on us. Why can we not just let the world mock, hate, and even kill us for the sake of Jesus and his gospel? It doesn't harm even one hair on our heads, not one. In the end, the world can do nothing, not a thing, to any one of the sons and daughters of God. It never prevails upon us. Because the one that our brother John anointed in the River Jordan, of whom the Father said, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased," has made us sons in whom he is well pleased. He is at all times a fortress round about us. His Spirit lives within us. His Word is on our minds, on our lips, and in our hearts. He speaks life into us, and us into life, through the narrow door that is his own body. That, my brothers and sisters, is the joy that St. John knew and lived during his time on earth, and now knows perfectly in heaven. It was enough for him to stand in truth and face the world and the death that it wields head on. And John knew, don't be mistaken, John knew what the world had in store for him. How? Because the world has in store for us only and always death. But those who stand upon the rock who is God, wrapped in the armor of the Word, have nothing in this world to lose, everything to die for, and not one thing to fear. That is why when he was tested, John did not show himself to be a reed that was blown about by any wind that came his way. He would not bow down and bend to anything that came along. That is why he proved so stout of heart. Why he proved so courageous, even in the face of the world's way of death. God grant us this might of conviction, this courage born of the Holy Spirit of God, the passion forged in the furnace of God's own mercy, to follow in the way of our brother John, that mighty desert preacher of truth, who points not to our many, many sins and failures before God, but who points us to the Savior, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. May the Lord fix our eyes there with John's, and let this world and nothing in it ever move them. In the name of Jesus, amen.